Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Orville Grove. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Orville Grove. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting third. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sig Jackuki. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sig Jackuki. And now, play ball. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Burns. Moses reaches second base with a double. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. There goes Dickshot trying to get to third. Burns throws the ball into Christman, who tags Dickshot for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett, who is chasing the ball. Finney reaches third base with a triple. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk misplays the ball. That's an error on Schalk. Finney scores. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burns moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Burns scores. Moore moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jakuki for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards short. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove strikes out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 0 for 1 in the game. Schock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 1 in the game. lobs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman takes first base on ball 4. Lobs moves to second. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lobs scores. Christman moves to second. It's 3-1, Browns. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 0 for 1 in the game. Jakuki hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baker. Christman scores. Mancuso moves to third. Jakuki moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Browns. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge strikes out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. Grove takes first base on ball 4. Michaels moves to second. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Michaels moves to third. Grove moves to second. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Lobbs moves to second. It's 5-1, Browns. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge misplays the ball. That's an error on Gutteridge. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Schalk moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jakuki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell juggles the ball. That's an error on Farrell. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Finney hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Finney reaches second base with a double. Gutteridge moves to third. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gutteridge scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-1, Browns. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 2 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orville Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grove hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Christman moves to second. Sig Jakuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jakuki is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jakuki hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-3 in the game. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Schalk moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vince Castano now catching. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-4 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Browns. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vince Castano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castano hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Guy Kurtwright pinch hits for Orville Grove. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.